It's a Saturday. I've made plans to go to the beach today. You know, I figured it'd be a perfect ending to a perfect week. Well, granted, my first day at my new job was a perfect day. When you walked by me, I was sitting at my desk, and I saw just how absolutely sexy you were. I was just stunned. And then you called me in your office and fed me that bullshit excuse about needing a memo done just so you could spend more time with me. All you had to do is would have asked. But I'm gathering my belongings to go to the beach. I've got my towel and my sunscreen, a couple bottles of water, all in my beach bag, and some grabbing everything, slipping my sandals on. I'm at the door when my cell phone rings. I look at the display, and it's not a number I know, but I answered anyways, you never know. And it's you. I'm not shocked how you got my number. It's in my personnel file, so that doesn't shock me, but you're calling me on a Saturday. It seems a little off. And I say, hello? And you're like, I need you to come down to the office right away. A little shocked and stunned. And why? What's wrong? What's, you know, what for? There's been an emergency, you say. I need you in the office right now. I sigh. There goes my day at the beach. Let me change out of, you know, change into something different, and I'll be right there. I'll be there about 45 minutes. No, you say. Come, I don't care what you're wearing, just, you need to come down now. Okay. I decide, no. It's a Saturday. Office is closed anyways, doesn't matter what I'm wearing. So I was like, okay, so I'll be down there as soon as I can. Answer, and he promptly hung up on me. As I walk to my car, I wonder what you could possibly want me for on a Saturday. I have heard the other secretary say you frequently go into work on Saturdays, but normally you're always by yourself. You don't need any help. Well, you've been acting strange ever since Monday anyways. No repeat performance, no flirty look, so I don't know. But as I drive over to the office, I continue to think about what could possibly be going wrong. I mean, every report I found for you, everything I typed up, there shouldn't have been a problem with any of it. I was overqualified for this position, but I love this company, and I couldn't deny a job with this company. As I continue to think of what could possibly be going wrong that you'd need my help on a Saturday, I get to the office, park my car, right up, get in the elevator and right up to our floor. As I walk down the hallway towards your office, it just seems strange being here when no one else is here. Very odd feeling. And no lights on in the other offices, and as I near yours, sure enough, there's a light on. Small beacon in this dark place, I guess. Set my purse down on my desk and go over to your door, which is closed. Knock. Hear you mumble something. I figure it's you telling me to come in. And I walk into your office and you're sitting at your desk, pouring over some paperwork. Very intent on what you're looking at. Oh, you know, but, and so, you didn't look up when I opened the door, so I kind of gently prod you and say, what was it that you needed? And you kind of, you know, jump a little. I think I might have shocked you or scared you a bit. And you kind of look relieved. Oh, thank God you're here. I need your help. I'm like, okay, I got that. What's going on? He goes, one of the other secretaries completely messed up this report, and the data got entered in completely wrong, and nothing's working, and the presentation is at 8 a.m. on Monday, and I have to have this perfect, and I don't know what to do. So I was like, okay, well, you know, what happened? And so you sit, you know, and explain to me, you know, there's one of the junior employees, and they're apparently given this assignment in hopes of showing that, you know, their level of skill and all that, but his secretary apparently messed everything up. So I'm looking over the paperwork and whatnot, and as far as I can tell, I don't see anything wrong on paper. And so I, you know, after I go, I'm looking over the the forms and files and whatnot, I look like, well, I'm not seeing anything that's wrong. You know, what could possibly wrong? He goes, it's like, for some reason, things aren't matching up. It's like, the numbers on this page here aren't matching up with the numbers in the computer, and that's what we need those numbers to match. Like, okay, well, you know, can I look and see, you know, look at your computer and see what happened, and kind of give me this look, and there's no possible way you could just turn your monitor. It's one of those very fancy flat screen monitors. And so I stand up, walk around your desk, and I look, do you want my help or not? And he's, yes, and so, but you don't move. Like, so I joke and say, do you expect me just to sit on your lap to do this? And that kind of shocks you a bit and kind of brings a smile to your face, and you say, sure. In a very joking way. I'm like, I think I get a bright idea. I'm going to play this for all it's worth. So, you scoot back in your chair a little bit, and I set myself down right on your lap. This is just a little odd for me, but anyway, you know, brings back very fond memory, being in a similar situation. But I've got work to do. I tell myself, stop thinking about that. I've got work to do. So I look at the computer screen, and I'm looking over the file on the computer, and I figure it out. I tell you, I'm like, oh, it's simple. And you're like, and I hear you behind be like, what? Like, oh, it's simple. It's just she misentered like 5 or 6 numbers, and that's why everything's not matching up. So just a simple correction. I'll do it. So I'm typing away and fixing this little problem. I slowly, gently start moving my hips, my butt on your lap. Feel your hands move to my hips, and I take over my hands, and I slap her hands, and I look at you over my shoulder. No touching. And you look completely taken aback, completely shocked that I said that. I smile, and I said, you haven't earned the right to touch me yet. I kind of giggle myself and continue typing, and continue my gentle, slow wiggle on your lap, and I can feel your erection slowly forming in your pants. As I'm typing, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, how else can I drag this out, you know? How can I seek my revenge in a way? Continue to think as I type, and all too soon I'm finished typing, and I'm sitting there, and I decide I'll just get up. So sure enough, I type, I'm done, and I go to stand up, but sure enough, your hands just instantly reach out and pull me back down to your lap. And you say, you aren't going anywhere. And I say, oh, I'm not, huh? And you're like, after what you just started, you are not going anywhere. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't start anything. You laugh a little. You're like, don't play coy with me, Missy. And I'm like, I'm not playing coy with you. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm smirking at you. No, of course I know full well what you're talking about. You look at me and I turn around slightly so I can get a better look at your face, and I say, "What? Oh, are you talking about the nice little bulge in your pants? Is that what you're referring to?" I smirk at you and you look at me, damn straight it is. No. I laugh and I'm like, well, what do you expect me to do about it? I just smile at you and you just kind of give me this. Oh. Just look. You just want to eat me right there. Just devour me whole. That look just sends shivers down my spine. Just tightens me in just all the right places. And I can feel myself getting wet. Just from that look. He's like, he's saying, I can think of something you could do. Oh, really? Get you a glass of water. I say coyly, and I promptly jump up from your lap and make quickly and kind of run over to your now fixed water cooler in your office. And get you a cup of water and bring it back. And you were just glaring at me in the nicest way, I guess you could say. Not in a mean way at all. And I hand it to you and I'm like, this should help. It's cold. You take the cup from me and you look at it for a moment. Look at me, and I'm sitting there on the edge of your desk in my little shorts and white. Not necessarily see-through, but it's just more of just a cover-up shirt, really. You can see my little black bikini top through it. You give me this look, and he goes, yeah, I don't think I need the water. Instead of setting it down on your desk, you stand up and look at me, and very shockingly pour it over my shirt, making my shirt completely transparent. Now, I gasped at the sudden shock of water, how cold it is on my skin, and I just look at you and you just smirk back at me. He goes, two can play at this game. And you just give me that look again, and I'm just, I don't know if I can keep this up long enough to. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I just want you so bad. I'm sitting there on the edge of your desk, in front of my t-shirt, sweat. You're just looking at me hungrily. Decide, oh, what the hell, it's gonna happen no matter what. I started it, well, I might as well finish it. I look up at you. Reach up and begin to unbutton your shirt that you're wearing. Casual button-up shirt for the day. As I unbutton your shirt, I lean closer and kiss and lick and nibble at every piece of skin that's revealed to me as I continue to unbutton your shirt. You smell so good. Oh, I could just breathe you in for days. I reach up and I push you now, open shirt off your shoulders so you're standing in front of me shirtless. You're standing there looking at me. Take my hand and pull me up to a standing position so I'm standing in front of you, and you take me and take me over to your chair, and you push me down so I'm sitting in your office chair. Maybe something that shocks me is you on the floor, between my knees, and reach for the button on my shorts. I'm a little shocked at this, I would say. I mean, I was expecting a little something different, but I'm not complaining. You know, button my shorts. Gently start tugging them down my hips. I lift my butt up enough so you can pull up my button. I'm just sitting there in my bikini bottoms and my top and still wet t-shirt. Hands right up my legs, bringing your fingers over the soft skin of my thighs. Oh, that feels nice. Oh, reach up my hips and go through the ties up there into my bikini bottoms, and you tug on one side and then cut the tie, and you tug it on the other. You pull the material away, so I'm now naked from the waist down. Oh, you're gonna use that wonderful mouth on me again. Oh, I can't wait. You can tell I'm just so wet already. You lean in and place a kiss on my inner thighs. I can feel your breath on my pussy. Continue kissing around my thighs and kissing everywhere but where I want you to. You lean in and run your tongue up the length of my pussy. Feels nice. Feels so good. Do it a few more times and just hearing me gasp and moan. Tongue continues to lick all the way around me. Feels so nice and so good. Oh, your tongue is just so reach one finger up and you gently push it inside of me. Oh. slowly start push your finger in and out of me. Slowly fucking me with it. Your tongue reaches up and starts licking around and running circles around my clit. You start sucking out my clit. Oh. 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 I sit in your chair, trying to catch my breath. Fingers. From me. You look up and look at me. He goes, "You better not be spent. I've got many more plans for you." I have a smile at you and I said, "Oh no, honey, I'm nowhere near spent. I've got a lot more in me." You stand up and you head for the water cooler yourself and grab a cup and fill it with water and bring it back to me. I take a drink to help catch my breath, and as you're standing there in front of me, I notice the bulge in your pants. That's what I've been dreaming about, is that amazing cock of yours. Oh my god. If I imagine it in my mouth, you fucking me with it. My tight little pussy. Give you a look and just put my cup on the desk beside you and reach forward and quickly undo the button and zipper of your jeans and pull them down. Not surprised that you've gotten commando for the day. Your cock springs free. Oh, my mouth waters. I have to have it in my mouth. I lean forward and lick the tip tasting the pre-cum on it. Oh, tastes so good. I like the head again, and you groan. Take the whole head in my mouth and start sucking just on the head, right, swirling my tongue all around it as I move my mouth over you. Your hands reach over and reach up and run your fingers through my hair, and you grip my hair just gently enough and just hard enough to make me gasp a little around your cock, and I can feel myself getting wetter, if that's even possible, after that amazing orgasm you just gave me. Take more of your cock in my mouth and just swirl the head, my tongue around the head and along the shaft, and you keep a steady pressure against the back of my head. Let me take more in you, more of you in my mouth. Oh, honey, you're in for a big surprise. Lean forward and take you entirely in my mouth and just totally deep throat you, and just, and you let out the deepest grunt and groan and the hottest noises I've ever heard. I reach down with my free hand with my hands and start playing with my pussy. It's so wet, so warm. I continue to suck your cock into my mouth and swirling my tongue all around it, and your hands grip my hair just a little tighter, and you pull me off and just give me this look. It just says hold still on you, and I just leave my mouth open, and you gently start fucking my mouth. That feels so good. Do that for a short time more to continue to play with my hand, little pussy. Pull me abruptly off your cock, and you just say breathlessly, "Oh, I'm not coming like that. Oh, no, no, I'm not coming in your mouth." Because I've been waiting for this all week. And you pull my hand from my pussy, and you bring it up to your lips, and you suck my juices off of my fingers. Standing position, and you maneuver me around so I'm standing in front of your desk, and you say, "Turn around." So I turn around, and you reach around me and grab the hem of my t-shirt, you pull it over my head, toss it to the floor. So now it was on my bikini top, and make quick work of that too. It falls on your desk, and you quickly pick it up, and you drop on the floor with my shirt. So now I'm standing in front of you, naked. You run your hand over my back, following that line of my tattoos that I do believe that you are quite fond of, if I don't do say so for myself. You lean in, whisper in my ear. I want you so bad. So you lean me over, so I'm leaning over your desk, and you place the head of your cock at my pussy lips, and you push in. You push in farther till you're all the way inside of me. Oh God. You feel so good. You pull back. You thrust forward again. You start a slow but steady pace inside of me, thrusting in and out. My pussy. Oh, it feels so good. Oh my gosh. I lean up and look over my shoulder at you and I say, come on, you can fuck me better than that. Fuck me harder, faster. You grab my hips and start, slamming into me. Around and you start rubbing your finger on my clit. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. So hard. You're still testing in her at me. Look over against her. Tell me, stop. Just give me this look. Why are you telling me to stop? You say, I'm like, because I want to try something. And you just look at me. Try what? It's like, yes. Move back, and so you pull yourself out. Oh. Pull yourself out of me and stand back, and I shakily stand up, back up, and turn around. And say, I want that hard, hard cock of yours. And my tight little ass. Oh. I need to stand there, a little shocked. Just give me the look, are you sure? I said, yes. Oh yes, I'm sure. Nice. Get up on your desk and lay it back, my legs spread for you. Take a couple of fingers, you know, put up my pussy. Sopping my pussy. Get my juices all over him, and you reach down and gently wrap them around my tight little butt. This little asshole. You're getting the outside of it, and you slowly use one finger inside. Ah! Oh. And I imagine it's just your finger. The second finger. Oh my God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh. After you pull your fingers out of me. Short time later, pull your fingers out of me. He's looking at me one more time and say, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I want you. I want that hard cock in my tight little ass." Forward and come up against me and you put your head of your cock on my tight little ass and slowly and gently start pushing forward. Ah! Oh, that feels so, so good. Oh my God. Sharply, and you think it might be out of pain, and you stop in the faint. I open my eyes, and I'm like, "Why'd you stop?" He's like, "Oh, well, are you okay?" And I said, "Yes. Oh, yes, I'm good. Just keep going." Yourself. Play with your pussy for me. I reach your hand down and start playing with my clit. And, you pull out and you push back in. You start slow. Steady rhythm in out of my ass. You thrust out more times than me before you. You tell me you're coming. Lean forward. Yeah. Kind of collapse on top of me. Your head laying on my chest. Can you hear the heart pounding in my chest. They're both laser. Desperately trying to catch her breath. Oh my god. That felt amazing. I never knew it could feel that good. Oh my gosh. Oh. I can still feel it inside of me. Oh. You lay there for a moment more for you. And lean up a little bit and use your arms to brace yourself so you're kind of sitting up on me and you look at me. And you go, you are going to make the best secretary I've ever had. And I look up at you and smile and be like, you're going to be the best boss I've ever had. You stand up more and you pull gently out of me. Oh. I continue to lay there for a moment more. You sit in your chair and you're still trying to catch your breath. I finally sit up. Look at you and say, would you like to go to the beach with me? That's where I was headed. Philippa made sunlight out. And give him a smile and say, I'd love to. We gather our clothes and get dressed. Walk out of your office first. Grab my purse off my desk. Follow behind me. Lock up your desk. And you walk to the elevator. I look at you smugly and say, at least this time you didn't break your water cooler.